I flush my toilet and everything's fine.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Bonersode 63 for August 28th, 2020. I'm your host, Richard, and today, Ronk is going to help me bust some napkin thieves. But first, a little background on this idea. Several months ago, I think it was October or November, I was cyber-stalking I Regret Jumping. He travels a lot for work. He's a door-to-door, doggy-door salesman, and I like to trace his every move when I'm bored. Anyway, late last year, I tracked him down at a Subway in the middle of Crackton, Oregon, and this happened.
Thank you for calling Subway. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Winston with the Subway corporate office.
Yes?
And I was just watching on the security camera. I noticed you had a customer that walked in there a few minutes ago. Heavy set guy with glasses, bald.
Yeah?
About 6 feet tall. Is he still there? The camera's on a little bit of a delay.
Okay. No, he's sitting there.
Oh, and he's got glasses, right? Can you... Is his name Chris? Like, do you know?
I don't know. I can ask.
Yeah. Can you ask him? I'm pretty sure that's who we're looking for.
Yes, his name is Chris.
Okay, yeah, he's the one. Yeah, he goes around to all the stores, and he takes, like, way too many napkins. So just keep an eye on him, you know, because he empties out, like, an entire thing of napkins every time.
Okay.
We've been watching this guy for a while. Just let him know that corporate's watching him. Can you tell him while I'm on the phone so we can have this for records? Just tell him that the corporate office is watching and please not...
Would you like to speak with him?
Well, no, just tell him, like, please don't take, you know, so many napkins.
Okay.
And just do it, like, while I'm on the phone. That way I just have it, you know, for records and everything, because this call is recorded for quality assurance.
Yep.
Just go ahead.
I have this gentleman on the phone from corporate. Something about taking too many napkins. You're not allowed to take... He doesn't have but the napkins that she's stuck in the bag.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like, he always grabs more, like, before he leaves. He just grabs, like, a stack of them. So, you know, just let him know corporate's watching. You know, just let him know real quick, and I'll go ahead and just update the records. Just let him know while I'm on the phone.
Okay, corporate is watching the situation, so they're watching us on camera.
Do I have to leave?
No, he just said that we have to limit napkins.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a shortage lately, and it's, you know, it's bad for the environment.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And for his trouble, just give him, like, a free chocolate chip cookie or something, or just, you know, free whatever he wants, you know, just a little treat.
Okay. All right, I sure will.
All right, appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
All right, bye.
I don't think I talked about this on the show before because I didn't think it would be all that funny to anyone but me. But what happened there is Chris, that's I Regret Jumping's real name, he gave me permission to dox him. Chris was sitting there by his lonesome, eating a Subway bologna sandwich and sobbing into his Diet Mr. Pibb, when, at the behest of Winston with the corporate office, an employee walks over to inspect his bag and make sure he hasn't taken too many napkins, and then I forgot about it. Until now.
This is Maggie.
Oh, hey, Maggie.
Yeah.
It's Bobson from the Panera Bread down the street.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I'm just supposed to call and ask if, when you come in, do you think you could not grab so many napkins at a time?
Oh, wait a minute. I've never been in Panera Bread. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Likely story. You know, it's not like they're...
No, I have never, ever been in Panera Bread. This is, I'm from New Jersey.
Well, maybe you don't really know where you are when you walk in, because, like, all you do is you just come in, you grab, like, a wad of napkins, and you walk out.
I have never been in Panera Bread.
Yeah,
never.
You have several times.
We have
you on the security camera. It's no big deal. Like, you know, they're free, but...
I have never been in your store.
Do you think you could at least buy a chocolate chip cookie or something before you grab a bunch of napkins?
Please, this is a joke call or what?
No, why would I joke about it? It doesn't make any sense.
I have never been in your store.
It's like you grab like 40 or 50 at a time, you know, and it's just kind of...
I'm going to hang up because I've never been in your store before, okay?
Well, okay.
Thank you.
I don't understand why you're lying.
Hello?
Is this Tony?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tony. It's Bobson from the Panera Bread down the street.
Yeah, down the street where... Go ahead.
Well, I was talking to Maggie just a minute ago, but I think we got disconnected.
Yeah.
But basically, I was just asking if, like, the next time you guys come in, you know, do you think maybe you could just not grab so many napkins at a time?
Really? No, you know what? I've never been in your store.
Yeah.
I've never come back to your store. You can take your napkins and you can stick them up your fucking ass, jerk off.
What?
Leave us the fuck alone. Never been in your store. Don't need your bullshit.
Well,
have a
you're,
great fucking
well, you're
day.
Not you're
Bye.
Not allowed in the store then, motherfucker.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Susan?
Yes?
Hey, it's Bobson from down the street.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know I was beaming some photons through the power lines earlier today, and it kind of got away from me a little bit, and basically what's going to happen is all your light bulbs are going to glow a lot brighter from now on.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I was running an experiment earlier today involving photons, and I beamed a bunch at your house. You know, just through
why?
The
Who are you?
It's Bobson. I'm your neighbor, and I was just doing a science experiment. And what?
Can you spell your name?
Bobson. And anyways, I was beaming some photons through the power lines at your house, just as an experiment. And I just needed to let you know that all your lights are going to just glow a lot brighter real soon here.
What's your house number?
What does that matter?
I want to know what your house number is.
I'm at 34-769.
I don't know why you're beaming stuff at my house. I feel like I'm going to call the police. I don't know
who
you are.
Oh, no, it's not a police matter, ma'am. It's not harmful or anything. It's just going to make... Basically, it's going to make all your appliances a lot more efficient now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who you are or why you're what you're talking about.
I've already
about
told you three times.
My, house,
blah, 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 my name is Bob.
Stop pointing anything at my house.
I'm not
I
pointing things.
Are.
I'm not pointing things. It's all...
Hello?
Hi, Mary?
Yes?
Hey, it's Bobson from the Panera Bread down the street.
Yeah?
Hey, I am just supposed to call and ask if the next time you come in to use our restroom, do you think you could buy something afterward?
I don't think I've ever been in your place. I don't know if you, Panera Bread, is that where you're calling from?
Yeah, and you've been in here several times. Like, you come in like once a week and you just use the bathroom.
No, I don't. You have the wrong Mary. Never been to your place before.
Oh, stop lying, Mary. This is Mary, right?
Yeah. How do you know who I am?
We've got you on the security camera. You come in like once a week. You never buy anything. And, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it's just technically it's for customers.
That is impossible. You've got the wrong Mary. I have never been into your set. What do I look like?
Well, you're over there on landing, all right? Do I have the right Mary?
Well, I think this is a crank call or something. Gotta go.
Why would it be a crank call?
Hello?
Hey, Jack?
Yes.
Hey, it's Bobson from down the street.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, I'm just wondering if you could do me kind of a favor.
Sure.
You know, when we see each other like out on the sidewalk or whatever, just out and about, do you think you could just refrain from calling me things like flapjack and sizzle chest?
What are you talking about?
You know, just you're always using those like little pet names or nicknames for me, like bottlenose and rubberneck. And like, I don't know, I guess it's just your thing, but I don't know, it's getting old.
Who is this?
It's Bobson from down the street. I said that a couple of times now.
Well, I've never heard of that name.
Well, I mean, because you're always calling me, you know, liver lips.
Well, what is your address?
I'm at 35269, not too far down the road from you.
There's no such address.
Yeah, there is. I'm in the purple house.
Loop?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's just kind of bothers me, you know, it's always fruitcake and tough guy.
I've never done that.
Okay. Well, this is Jack, right? You're at 35221?
Yeah, and you know, I've been in a coma and I've been in the hospital for 7 weeks, right?
Well, yeah, but outside of that, you've been just calling me all these weird names.
And I'd never go outside ever or walk around because I have a bad back. So
you're in a coma with a bad back?
I got sepsis on May 9th. I wound up in an ambulance going to the hospital. So if you've had anybody call you any names after May 9th, it wasn't me.
Yeah, no, it's been for the last, I don't know, 6 months or so. It's been a while. And I'm
I've never done that ever.
Yeah, I don't understand why you're being evasive about it. You know, it's no big deal. Like, I know you're not trying to insult me, but
I'm not being evasive about it. I'm telling you the truth. I've never, ever done that.
Okay. One of us is lying. It's not me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's not me. I don't go out and walk around. I don't sit outside.
Maybe you should get some exercise.
Yeah, maybe. And your address is what again?
It doesn't matter. Just next time you see me, can you just call me Bobson?
Well, I don't even know. I don't even know what you look like. So you say you're 35269?
Yeah.
I don't even see that on loop.
And you're always walking around sideways like you own the damn neighborhood.
What are you talking about?
You know, just the whole, like your whole attitude, like your whole persona is just, it's grating. That's all I'm saying.
This has got to be a prank call. There's no such address. What is your address again?
I told you like 3 times what my address is. Why do you keep asking?
Because I'm looking on a map and I don't see it.
Okay, well, you need to update your records.
I don't know what this is all about, but don't ever call here again.
Okay, well, just quick call me Flapjack and so.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, this is Bobson. I work over at the Panera Bread down the street from you.
you mean in...
Yeah. Yeah, you're over there on...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Yeah, not anymore. We moved. We're in Missouri.
Oh, shoot. Okay, when did you move? How long ago?
About a month. Why are you calling? Who is this?
This is Bobson. I'm over at the Panera Bread. Down the street from your old house, I guess.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, the reason I was calling is my manager wanted me to call and ask if you could bring back all those napkins that you took just a couple months ago.
Oh, that wasn't me. You got me confused with somebody else.
This is Joe, right?
Right, but I never got napkins at Panera's.
It's no big deal. Like, you don't need to lie about it or anything. Like, they're technically
free. I'm not lying about it. I'm just saying that you got my name confused with somebody else.
Well, he was reviewing the security camera, and he saw you on there. He said you took a few hundred of them and just walked out.
Oh, absolutely not.
And
how did he get my name? How did he get my name?
Oh, we have facial recognition software in our cameras.
Oh, it's absolutely bogus.
No, the cameras don't lie, sir.
What was the date of it?
It was a couple months ago. I'm not sure the exact day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's okay, like so I said, they're free and everything.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Bobson. And it's
how
really
do you spell that?
Bobson. And it's no big deal, but he was just kind of hoping you could...
Bobson.
Like, he was just reviewing the security footage, and he noticed that you
what's
took...
What is your first name?
I already told you 3 times now. Bobson.
No, what is your... Then what's your last name?
Dugnut. Look, it doesn't really matter.
Can you spell that?
You know, you're not in trouble or anything. We were just kind of wondering, like, why you took so many.
No, you are. You accused me of stealing something by facial recognition.
Well, no, they're not.
I did not do that.
They're free, so it's not really stealing.
It doesn't matter if you're not going to, you know, go after me or not. You accused me of stealing something.
Okay.
Now, well, you're at the Panera's that's on...
Yeah.
What's your phone number there?
It should be there on your caller ID.
Give me the phone number vocally.
Okay, it's 14.
14.
And if you don't have them anymore, okay, that's fine.
What was the date? I don't want to hear a couple months ago. I want to know the date that it occurred, because it's wrong.
According to the email,
you accused me of something.
Okay, shut up and I'll tell you. It was on June 10th.
June 10th? Okay.
Yeah. According to the paper.
What are you claiming that I stole?
We've already been over this. You came in, you grabbed several wads of napkins without buying anything, and you left.
That's absolutely bogus.
Okay. I don't understand why you're... Just fess up, you know? Like, really all I'm looking for is an apology.
Fess up. You're telling me to fess up, you fucking bastard.
Why are you calling me a fucking bastard?
What's your boss's name? I'm going to take this up with your manager, unless you are the manager.
I'm the assistant manager.
In which case, I'll take it up with a corporate.
Well, no, because we're a franchise. We don't answer to corporate, so... Yeah.
Well, what's your manager's name?
Who's the fucking bastard now?
What is the manager's name?
Is that Elaine in the background?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell her to shut the fuck up because the men are speaking?
Hey.
And man, it's just, she is just...
Wait a minute. I want to talk with your manager at this moment.
Okay, I can put him on the phone if you want to wait.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to put you on hold just like a minute or so.
If it's not, if we're not back in that time, I'll call the store back.
Okay, yeah, it'll be like 20 seconds. I just need to explain to them that, you know, I got some jackass on the phone.
Oh, okay, yeah, and we're recording this too.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We're recording it.
Very good customer relations.
Oh, well, you're not a customer. You just walk in and steal napkins and move out of state.
You keep accumulating. Yeah, I know. I needed... What do you think I did? You think I jumped the state because I stole some napkins?
Yeah, well, you took...
I never took your napkins.
Okay.
I
want to
get them on the phone.
It's like you couldn't even buy like a chocolate chip cookie or something?
Get them on the phone.
Just to operate under the pretense that you're...
Get them on the phone.
Okay, all right, hold on. Jeez.
Hello, Joe?
Yes, who is this?
It's Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Biggs?
I'm the boss man here at the Panera.
Okay, are you the owner or just the current manager for this moment in time?
Actually, Sonny, I'm the district manager. What can I do for you?
Somebody gave me a call. We moved out of June.
Yeah.
And a fellow called now and accused us of...
Bobson Dunn, my assistant.
Stealing napkins. And the way you got my name was by some facial recognition thing.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Now, he shouldn't have used...
Now, the reason why I'm making a big deal out of this is when I told him that I didn't steal a couple of wads of napkins. I would never do that. So what he said was all he wanted me to do was to fess up to it.
Yeah.
And I got irate at it.
Yeah, you sound a little peeved.
So what's going... Well, he got me extremely mad because he assumed that I stole it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have used that terminology. I regret that he...
And did you hear how he was talking to my wife?
I was in the kitchen grilling some onions.
He told her to shut the fuck up because the two men are talking.
Well, was she running her mouth?
Was she running her mouth? Yes, because she was listening into the conversation
a little bit. Well, then that's warranted. Let's just try to stay on topic, though. So, again, you shouldn't have used the word stealing because they are free.
I didn't take them.
Maybe not intentionally.
I didn't take anything. So the fact that if you think you know who took these things based on some facial recognition, that's completely bogus in this case.
It's a pain in the keister, you know, when you take 400 or 500 napkins.
Hey, you're assuming that I did it.
Oh, I'm not assuming. I have the footage on VHS. Standard definition.
How much do I weigh?
And also, Elaine, you know, she waltzes in, hits the head, and saunters out.
She doesn't use the bathroom.
Yeah, she's been...
We were probably in there once or twice in the 3 years that we lived in.
Elaine came in every other week.
No, you've got us... Okay, so... Okay.
She's been there a good 10 minutes.
So wait a minute. So I am going to calm down a little bit. This thing is really messed up, and I'm not upset right now, but you're making some big assumptions about us.
And really,
your facial recognition thing is wrong.
Yeah, shut your pie hole a second. The bathroom is for customers, and she just comes in.
You're still assuming.
I'm assuming
that you
nothing, motherfucker. She comes in, takes a big dump.
Wait a minute. So you called me a motherfucker now, right?
Well, you're being kind of a motherfucker.
Oh, what? So this can't be Panera.
Of course it is. If you've moved, that's fine. We don't have to worry about this.
We will definitely take this up. With if you're a franchise, it doesn't matter. You need to have some kind of accountability that's above you.
Yeah, we're sitting here, motherfucker.
Oh, that is really wonderful. That is really wonderful.
My voice appears to be malfunctioning. Stand by.
Well, no, but I don't believe your language. You're just assuming all this stuff, and you keep going back to, words that are saying that we took this stuff and we didn't do it. It doesn't matter what your facial recognition thing says.
And the weird thing is my voice just keeps going all crazy.
Well, we'll see what we can do in addition to this phone call.
Can you just tell Elaine to stop coming in and shitting? And if she's gonna shit, she's gotta buy something.
Hey, this is really wonderful. You will hear further about this. Bye-bye.
Wait, Elaine, Joe.
Thanks again to Ronk for helping me save countless trees by reducing paper napkin waste. And thanks to all of you for supporting the show for another month. I appreciate it. When I was 3 feet tall, I loved them all and lived life for myself. Falling down for laughs, your photograph, some puppets made of film. Watching life be nice, Thanksgiving Eve on Grandma's old TV. Dancing around.
Panera Bread. This is Lauren. How can I help you?
Yeah, is there a manager available?
Yes, there is. I can help you.
Are you the manager?
I sure am.
Okay, I don't know if it was one of your employees or not, but somebody from your store just called me a few minutes ago.
Actually the third person that we've gotten a phone call from. It seems that somebody has hacked our phone line and is calling and making obscene phone calls.
What do you mean hacked?
I'm so sorry about that. I do have my IT team working on it. Do you mind if I get a little bit of information about this phone call from you?
Well, yeah, what do you mean hacked, though? Because, like, the call came from your... I got you on my caller ID. I don't know what kind of tricks you're trying to pull or anything, but, you know, I don't come in there and steal napkins.
Sir, I can assure you that nobody has called you from this cafe. Like I said, somebody has hacked our phone line, and my IT team is working on it.
You have an IT team in the store?
Yes, we do.
Right there in that little Panera Bread?
We have an IT team for our franchise, for all of our franchises.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, anyway, look, I don't know what's going on, but, yeah, I'm a paying customer. You know, I always at least buy, a chocolate chip cookie, if not a sandwich. And, you know, I don't take...
I do understand. Like I said, I do apologize, but it was no one in this cafe that called you. Like I said, it was a scam phone call.
Well, who...
And we are working on having it taken care of right now.
Well, what would be the scam?
I'm not really sure.
Like, I don't get it.
Like I said, you're the third phone call that we've gotten about stealing napkins and obscene phone calls. So, like I said, I am working on getting it taken care of.
Oh, you mean... So I wasn't the only one that you called?
No, sir, you're not. We, like I said, I've had three other phone calls today. So we're trying to get it rectified, and it all just started about 30 minutes ago. So.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I got called probably about 10 minutes ago. What did the other people say?
Basically the same thing, that they were stealing napkins.
Oh, man, that is such a lame joke. It's like one note.
I know. I'm not really sure. People have too much time on their hands these days. So.
Jeez.
But I can assure you it was no one in this cafe that called you.
You'd think they'd at least come up with something better, you know?
Exactly. Like, try to get some money or something out of it.
Yeah, ask for their credit card or social security number.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure where they're getting all of these phone numbers from, or like, because I guess they're calling everybody by name, but we are trying to get it figured out right now.
Well, how do you know all the customers' names?
We don't. We don't have access to any of that information in this cafe.
Well, what if they
pay?
The
only time we have access to names or phone numbers is when you come in and use your Panera Rewards card.
Yeah,
so we
maybe
wouldn't
that's...
be able to access any of your information unless we had your phone number.
Well, I use my rewards card and I use my debit card, so
yep.
I mean, you probably...
And the last two guests that came in or that got the phone calls did not have Panera Rewards cards, so it's not through our reward system.
Oh, this is all very sketchy.
I know. I do apologize. Like I said, we are trying to get it worked out with our IT team. They're very aware of the issue, and I'm going to be calling them right now and letting them know we've got another phone call. So.
Oh, okay. Well, how late do you open tonight? You're open till 9, right?
We're open till 9 o'clock this evening.
Oh, okay. Do you think I could come in and grab just 30 or 40 napkins and walk out?
Absolutely. That would not be a problem.
Okay.
I'll give you some forks and knives if you'd like them, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just
maybe just, some packs of ketchup.
maybe you could just load me up with everything that you have that's basically free.
Absolutely, I can.
Do you have, like, cups and little packets of salt?
Cups and lids and straws and all of it.
No. Well, thanks for being so friendly.
Absolutely, and like I said, I am so sorry about all of this, but we will get it fixed.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I'm the prank caller. I've been calling all these people.
Oh,
yeah.
And why would you do that?
Just, you know, for the hell of it, just for the lols.
Just because you have nothing better to do?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, great. Well, have a great day.
But I'll be coming in for those napkins.